listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the data is structured. Now, straight from the eBay catalog, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We want to dish your listing at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Yes. Okay, you ready to dish some listings?
Oh, yes, I am.
Two people who want their listings to show, Yolanda and BJ. So we have those two to do, and then Lupe wants to speak with us also. So let's take Yolanda first. Yolanda's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Yolanda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great. Are you a first time listener or just first time caller or what?
First time caller. I've been listening for a couple of weeks and, thought I'd try calling in today to have you guys take a look at one of my listings.
Okay, terrific.
Happy to do so.
And how long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been selling since 2002.
Okay. So, Griff, yep. Here is the item number.
Shoot.
1225-1562-6661. That's 1225-1562-6661.
Okay, so let's start. I see something really not good, but let's start with your title.
Okay.
Vintage collection button back catcher's mitt baseball glove worth alu style bat.
Right.
Okay, so what is it? Is worth alu the name, or what does worth alu mean?
That's the style of bat. It's a Worth bat, and it's an alu style.
Right. So that should be the first words in your title.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not because it's going to change ranking. It's just those are the first words somebody sees when it's in a search.
Okay.
You should always have the brand or the model of whatever you're selling should be as close to the left-hand side, the beginning of the title, as possible.
Okay.
What is button back? Oh, that's the type of mitt.
Yes.
Okay. And what is vintage collection? Why are you using those two words?
Because I was going to maybe list these items, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to try bulking those together as a collection.
Pre-World War II stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no one's searching on that word, so I wouldn't use it.
Which word?
Collection. I also wouldn't use vintage, but this is a long-standing argument that I have with the rest of the world. So
now, if she put
vintage World War II or pre-World War II,
then the word vintage makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, they're baggage words. Search. Just put the word vintage into an eBay search and see how many millions of items come back. So,
okay.
Griff thinks if you had the word vintage, you should have a year.
If you had endless space in a title, I'd say go ahead.
Right.
But.
Yeah, it's harder to describe three things in one listing than just one.
You can do it. Watch this. Pre-World War II, glove worth style bat. Catcher's mitt.
Baseball.
And baseball.
Okay.
That's it. Now, so I would recommend redoing the title. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. You're using the item condition field to describe the item. Not necessarily a good thing. So I would use the item condition just to say, what condition are the items in? They're pre-owned, but as expected. Putting in all that other information there is not a good idea. That should be in your description.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about your photos.
Yeah.
I understand what you're trying to do here. That first photo is actually a violation of eBay policy. Because
I didn't know that.
It technically has a border, and it's four photos in one. The composite photo thing is not necessarily a violation of policy. I don't recommend it because it's not the best way to present the items. The best way to present the items is in one photo, the top photo. Just have all three items in the photo. For example, that first photo is pretty good.
It is.
Or the second photo, either the first or second, the left or the right top would be the perfect photo. But this, what you're doing here, is presenting your listing from showing up. It's an auction, so it doesn't matter. So never mind what I was about to say. I was going to talk about Google Shopping, but Google Shopping.
Go ahead and tell us.
Well, if this was a fixed price item, it will not show up outside of eBay in search engines. Formats like Google Shopping, because they will reject this because of the way the first photo is put together.
Really?
So mm-hmm. You're working harder than you need to.
Way harder. And you're actually doing yourself a disservice when it comes to exposure. But now I'm going to say the good stuff. Otherwise, really good photos.
Very.
Focused, well lit, no hot spots. I can see, you've really hit that really right on the head. That's just perfect. I mean, I can zoom in and see the back of the glove. I can see where, you know, there's the expected wear. I can see the stitching. I can see that very faint but still readable. It describes. Oh, wait a minute! This has a brand name. The mitt is a fox. That has to be in your title. That's really important.
I didn't really know what important. It said. Does that say fox?
It says. It looks. It says FOX. Isn't that what that says, Lee? F. No. F and K. What does that say?
It says either F and K or F and H and. I was like, F and K, that sounds really bad.
Worry about what it says, because that's a brand name. It's right there. If you can figure it out with research, and I think you can, you need to put that in the title. That's really important.
I did do a lot of research, and I couldn't find anything.
Oh, you couldn't?
I even went to the U.S. No, and I went to the U.S. patents and looked up the different ones, and it says it's trademarked. I looked up trademarked. I couldn't find it. And...
F period ampersand. That's what I'm thinking. It's now looking at it. I think it's F. I'm gonna try to do this. Ampersand. Where's my ampersand?
F and K or F and H.
I think it's F and K. Nah, yeah, right. It's so obscure. It's not coming up anywhere right off the bat. So,
no.
But I still think it would be important to have that. So even though it's not on the internet, there may be someone who says,
"Oh my God, heavens, I've been waiting for
this. They're so rare." And here it is, an F and K. Oh, I have to have this.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So your photos otherwise are really good. That's really high quality. I mean, I can read that stuff, and that's not easy to see. So I love your photos.
So is that Alu on the bat? I'm looking at the writing on the bat itself. Is that a C or an L? And the reason I ask, Alu is a famous baseball player, but he wasn't born until 1988. So I'm a little confused at A-L-O-U stuff. Maybe it's A-C-O-U. I don't know.
Hmm.
She should look that up.
And is that first word on the bat Worth? That's what it says, right?
Yes, Worth.
Yeah.
W-O-R-T-H.
So have you looked that up? Worth?
I have looked it up.
Lou? And what did you find?
I haven't looked up a Lou.
Yeah. So yeah, this is interesting because I think that's not a C. I think that, maybe a coup. Does that make sense? I don't know. Hand rub, Worth. Well, you know what to do. You can just say Worth, baseball. Oh, something's showing up. Worth Sports. Apparently, they're still in business.
Mm-hmm.
You know this.
Yeah, I just didn't know anything about the Alu style.
Yeah. And you couldn't find anything, really.
I would keep looking that up because that guy, Alu, is a newer guy. This is a vintage bat, I guess, but the Alu...
I bought it at a garage sale down the street from me, and the guy was in his 80s, and he's like, doesn't my childhood bat, and was telling me about it. And so, anyways.
Very. I love stuff like this because it makes me want to, I can't do it on the air, but I actually want to go and start researching to
yes.
try to find out more.
It's fascinating.
It's a wonderful kind of, you know, down the rabbit hole you go of Google images mm-hmm. and websites.
So we know your images are good. You need to change up your title.
Yeah.
A little bit there.
Yeah.
Okay.
To put more, and just one picture for your main picture. How about the other pictures? You know, the main picture would be, she would fix that.
Yeah.
But what about using this four thing in one of her other pictures? Would that still be bad?
No, no, you don't want to do that.
Okay.
You don't want to take that risk. And then your description, I see you're using a Fruition template, and those will be updated, as, you know, if necessary by Fruition when it comes to active content. The active content in this is the item, the photo, gallery thing that they have there. So, and it's okay. The description's fine. It's easier to read. But again, this is the problem though. So you've got vintage collection button back style, catcher's mitt, blah, blah, the basic, the title, the pictures. So you're repeating those. There's nothing about the items underneath. You got item description and it says most of our items are upcycled, pre-owned, blah, blah. Our items may not be perfect. We do our best.
That's not an item description.
That's not a description.
Okay.
Not a description.
So for item description, Yolanda, you just want one sentence of each thing, mm-hmm. not a paragraph.
Okay.
And I got more, so when
Stay
we come back, we'll talk some more. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. 888-723-4630. And we'll return with more eBay Radios right after this here on Ask Griffin Lee.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
As a busy online seller, you need to get shit done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Welcome back to WeBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Bubble wrap is our life. Call us now. We obviously need the companionship. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. There's no doom and gloom here when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number, 888-723-4630.
So when last we left, we were on with Yolanda from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we're dishing her listing number 1225-1562-6661. And Yolanda's a first-time caller. Okay, Griff, so we were talking about her item description.
Right, so take your item-specific, your seller notes for the condition,
okay,
and put those where it says item description, and make them easy to read by putting them on separate lines. So this is a rare collection of baseball items pre-World War II. You can say that.
Then the next sentence, glove.
Glove, genuine horsehide H200, button closure. And then part of the back, another separate line, part of the back of the glove stitching is coming apart. That's okay to repeat that. That actually should be in your condition. The glove is surrounded with black leather, has some cracking, separate line. Now talk about the bat. It's 35 inches, size 5.
See what we mean? On lines by themselves, we use bullet points.
And we also try to condense the keep this in mind. You've got a lot of text in here, and I guarantee you buyers aren't reading it. Buyers do not read all this text. The only thing they're looking for is they want the facts, ma'am, the details, and that's all they need.
Right.
So, the ball is an added item. I don't know what that means. Doesn't really, I assume it's not connected physically to the bat. I'm being facetious. Great for Father's Day gift or start in collecting vintage baseball items. No one cares. I'd get rid of that. I know it sounds like you're marketing your item. It's just no one cares. And it's just extra text. So I'd put that underneath there. And, don't center your text. You have text underneath where it says
different colors too.
This item as shown in picture, see photos for actual, everything under that is centered. Not good form. No one centers text like that. Harder to read. Buy with confidence as we give our best of the best for buyer satisfaction. Great. And now you just contradicted it when you say, in case you're not satisfied with our product, please do not leave neutral or negative feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Contact us and we will work towards a collaborative solution. Here's what I hear as a buyer. If I'm not happy with this, I have to negotiate with you. That's what that says to me. That's the subtext.
Okay.
If you have any questions, do not hesitate. Send a message. That's fine. But, you know, message me if you have any questions. But those other two things, never mention feedback. What it also telegraphs to a buyer is that your feedback is actually more important than my satisfaction. So don't even bring it up. The other thing, why are you charging a restocking fee for this? This is not a new item. You don't have to actually, it doesn't lose value if it's returned to you. So I'm curious as to why you're charging a restocking fee.
Well, it has to do with all the stuff. Oh, just to deal with a return. And
yeah,
so,
that's your onus of being a business person as a seller.
Okay.
Why are you forcing the buyer to pay for that?
Griff, explain to us what kind of companies have restocking fees.
So restocking fees as an industry practice are for items that are new in package that if a buyer purchases it and then opens the package or takes the item out of the box, it's no longer as valuable because it's now not new in box anymore. It's new in box that had been removed. So restocking fees as an industry standard are to help mitigate the costs of the item being lowered in value simply because it was shipped, opened, and then returned. But a vintage collectible or a used item or something that's pre-owned that's not an original packaging, what that tells the buyer is, if you want to return it, there's a fee for returning it because it's inconvenient for me. Again, this focuses the business on you, not on the buyer.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure that a hardcore collector will probably just swallow that bit and say, I'm going to buy it anyway. But you will turn buyers off or put suspicions in their mind when you're focusing in your description on yourself, on your business. So, you know, say again, all of the stuff in the under the item description doesn't belong there anyway, because you're not describing the item; you're describing
your
terms and your business, right?
Right.
So you're working harder than you need to.
Yeah,
Yolanda, that's the good news here, because under description should just be several little lines, one line each, describing your item, and the rest of the stuff you need to take out. I mean, it's that simple.
Okay.
Now, what about the seller notes, Griff?
Well, seller notes, that field is for a condition. It's the same stuff that's under item condition at the top of the page. It's the same exact text. So that should just be describing the item. So here I would say glove. Part of the back of the glove stitching is coming apart. This just reminds them that you're making a note of this and it's in the photo.
Gotcha.
The other stuff you don't have to put, because it's not, maybe you can say the ball is faded. That's it. Because the other stuff, great for Father's Day, that's not item condition. Describing the measurements of the bat, that's not item condition. That's item description. And that belongs under there. So use that item condition field to talk only about the condition of the item, and use the description to put in the things like the size and the brand name and that information.
Okay.
Yolanda, we can tell you're a good seller. You're 4,701 feedback. This particular item, top rated plus. So we know you're a good seller. We're just giving you a few little hints to make it better.
And let me give you some good news.
This is great.
Let me give you some really good news. When we dish a listing, the hardest thing to correct for some sellers is if their photos are poor quality, because that's a learning curve. There's a lot of sellers who, you know, they want to take really good photos that are appealing, descriptive, fun to look at, and do the item a great service. Your photos are extraordinary. So that is a big deal. That's a huge deal. So when we dish a listing and all we're talking about is text, that's easy to fix.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you can continue to learn about photography and even make them better, but your photos are professional quality right now. So you don't have to worry about the photos. When we have a seller who calls into dish a listing and their photos are subpar, I always think to myself, this is going to be hard, because it's not easy learning how to take great photos, and there's a learning curve here, but you've got that covered. So you're like 99% of the way there, and you don't have to worry, because the rest isn't that much work to fix.
So what do you think? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I have like over 1,000 listings where this is kind of like, I don't want to say like a catch-all, but this is kind of my platform that I've been using.
Sure.
I mean, can I do like I think I can do like a bulk edit, but I'll have to go through each one and delete all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So you may want to talk to Fruition, because part of their services, they have ways of bulk editing templates. Unfortunately, and this drives me crazy, so our bulk edit tool does a lot of great stuff, but what it doesn't do is bulk edit descriptions with find and replace. So ask Fruition if there's a way to do this so that it's easier for you, because you don't want to do a lot of extra work. And quite frankly, I have to tell you, with 1,000 listings, I'd have to advise you that your current listings, it's too much work if you had to do these one at a time. Because it's not that it's that bad. These are suggestions. But you got the big thing. You got the photos, and you know what you're doing with those. So I would say this. I would say, for new listings, try out what we're saying. If you find some of your lists, you want to change a few of your listings, but don't drive yourself crazy doing 1,000 listings one at a time. It's just, I mean, it's not, think about your time and what you need to do. It's just not going to be time well spent at this point. And it's not like you have glaring errors that are just going to destroy your business. So I wouldn't go that far overboard.
And then can I ask you one more question about the pick stitch? Now that's completely not cool with eBay, and it won't show up on other sites.
Yeah. Well, there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it that that passes muster with eBay. I can't say for Google Shopping if it does, but this is an auction, so you don't have to worry. Auctions are not picked up in Google Shopping. But instead, this has that kind of, it looks like four different size rectangles with and they're looking like they're hovering over an orange background, and that's the border.
Yes.
You can create a composite image that has no border at all. It's just four pictures that are put together, and there's no border on the outside or between them, and that's fine as far as eBay is concerned.
Okay.
But still, for your first picture, we don't like that for your main
picture. Yeah, for your first picture, it's not good. I love the first picture that you have in that composite because I can see it up close. I know that's a bat. I know that's a ball. I know that's a glove. That's going to get my attention.
And what happened to me when I first looked at it is I was confused.
Oh, you were,
as to what you were selling because you had those four things.
Yeah.
It was confusing.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Griff, as far as,
I'm going to say 4.6.
Right. And I think with, you know, you can't, I think you should change this one.
Yeah. Then let us know. We'll give you a new score.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm going to edit it as soon as I'm done talking to you.
Okay. Let us know when you've edited it. We'll look it back again. And because we want you to get a 5-terrine score so we can send you a dish towel.
I love your listing. I mean, I love your spirit here. I think you're doing a great thing. And I'm dying. You know what I'm going to do when I get off the air. I got to go research this stuff. I got to find out if I can find something. And if I do, if I find it, I'll send it to you.
I would definitely look up that A-L-O-U on that bat, maybe A-C-O-U.
There's a player I just found. He was born in 42. And his name is Jesus Lou. I don't know,
Alu. Oh, well, maybe that's him then. I found one that was born in 66, so.
Well, we're gonna search.
Thank you, Yolanda.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Call us now, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6-Bit Software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity and much quicker.
The road to 6-Bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6-Bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6-Bit provides.
I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings. It happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6-Bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6-Bit Software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.